James Kennedy Ministries presents Truths That Transform.
This nation was founded on the idea of liberty, but today that idea is under attack.
Big government has to get bigger to survive, and it has to take over every aspect that challenges its illegitimate authority.
Find out how we've been allowing our freedom to be taken away step by step and what you can do about it on today's Truths That Transform. Welcome to Truths That Transform, a production of D. James Kennedy Ministries, where we are standing for truth and defending your freedom. Political chaos has been commonplace throughout human history, but the U.S. Constitution proved itself as a stabilizing force in human governance like none ever seen before, largely because it was built on biblical principles. One of the key principles that the founders agreed on, even some of the least religious among them, was the biblical notion of human depravity. We are all sinners, including those who run the government. Therefore, our Constitution carefully divides power between the different counteracting branches of government. But what happens when one branch, such as the executive branch, usurps power belonging to the other branches? Our own Dr. Jerry Newcomb brings us this report.
Big government has to get bigger to survive, and it has to take over every aspect that challenges its illegitimate authority.
Every school child knows there are three branches of government. It was one of the great wonders of our founding fathers to have that checks and balances.
President Biden isn't just overdoing executive orders. He's gone right off the pier.
Throughout history, for all its faults in delivering freedom for all, the United States has enjoyed unparalleled levels of liberty precisely by dividing powers.
When you look at world history, and I've researched all of 6,000 years of recorded human history, we see a theme that the most common form of government is a king, that power wants to concentrate into the hands of one person, whether we call them a pharaoh, Caesar, Kaiser, Sultan, or Tsar. Now, after every crisis, there is this trend: surrender more of your rights and freedoms to the government. They'll take care of everything. The problem is, we're fundamentally transforming our form of government from the people ruling themselves back ultimately to a king.
But America has enjoyed unparalleled freedom by separating government powers. James Madison, a key architect of the Constitution, noted that putting all the power in the hands of one person or a few is the very definition of tyranny. And it goes against what the Bible teaches about the nature of man.
And we have to work aggressively to shrink this size of the state and this philosophy and ideology of statism and move us back to being one nation under God, in which we have the freedom to exercise our religion. Because the future of our country, as Ronald Reagan said, as we ever cease to be one nation under God, we will be a nation gone under.
There is a big issue with executive overreach in our day. We have a system of government where under the Constitution we have three separate branches. And the legislative branch is supposed to make the laws, the executive branch is supposed to enforce them, the judicial branch is supposed to interpret them.
But too often in recent decades, there's been a dangerous concentration of power in one branch.
Right now, we've got the executive branch actually making most of our laws and doing so to the detriment of the American people, locking them out of the process.
Because our founding fathers believed that too much power in the executive, too much power in the legislative body, too much power in the judiciary was too much power to any one branch. And so they designed a system that pushed the power downward and outward because they feared centralization of power and they feared the consolidation of power.
The Constitution allows for presidents to exercise certain executive powers, and all presidents have issued executive orders. But these orders are tools for carrying out a president's responsibilities, not for assuming the power of other branches. President Biden signed more executive orders in his first few weeks than any previous president in history.
President Biden has unleashed more than 40 executive orders before 100 days were up in his administration. He's definitely trying to govern by executive order. He doesn't even want to wait for Congress, which his party controls, both branches. And yet he's been signing these executive orders as fast as he can, perhaps hoping the American people won't notice.
Do you think it's ironic that the New York Times, which is no bastion of conservatism, even said, hey, Joe, you better ease up on these executive orders?
Both the New York Times and the Washington Post, which are firmly in the Biden camp, have warned President Biden to slow down. I think they're afraid that the American people will wake up and say, my goodness, we thought we had a democratic republic with self-government, and now we're being ruled by a king who uses his pen to issue edicts right and left.
Bob Knight gives example after example of recent executive orders by President Biden.
One of President Biden's first executive orders undid the Mexico City policy. That's the rule by which the government can't fund abortions overseas using taxpayer dollars. He did away with it his first week in office. This is a horrendous thing for a so-called devout Catholic to do, to try to expand abortion throughout the world. I can't get my head around that one. Another thing he did was to impose a transgender and sexual orientation agenda on the nation's schools. This means lifting the bar on males entering locker rooms, restrooms, and being on women's and girls' sports teams.
On the way to a track meet in New York City, Alana and I were talking about what her strategy was going to be for the day. And she looked at me and said, Mom, it really doesn't matter because I'm running against the boys today. I won't win.
And it doesn't stop there.
Biden canceled the Keystone XL pipeline that killed thousands of jobs and made us more dependent on foreign oil. Just when America had achieved energy independence. This makes no sense at all, unless you're a climate extremist, and his administration appears to be populated with just those folks. In fact, they're using climate as a way to impose more and more government and more restrictions on what Americans can do. Perhaps the most destructive thing Joe Biden has done is reverse President Trump's sensible policies at the border, where he was restoring order, he was reducing illegal immigration. Under Biden, we have catch and release again, where if you make it into the U.S., you could just be released, and often people don't come back for their court date. In March alone, more than 170,000 people were caught trying to cross the border, and this is just the ones who were caught, so we know many more have tried. We're looking at a situation where as many as 1 million people may be entering the U.S. illegally this year alone because of President Biden's executive orders reversing sensible border policy. He stopped building the wall on the border, which was controversial at first and became very popular when people realized we needed that kind of protection to secure our border.
Do you think that President Biden is abusing presidential powers?
I think President Biden is abusing the executive office in many ways. And, you know, it's kind of funny because the people who supported President Biden in the press would always talk about the imperial presidency. They railed against President Trump whenever he issued an executive order. And here's Biden issuing more than Trump and his predecessor Obama combined in his first 100 days. This is an abuse of power. We saw what happens to nations that just have kings who can abuse their power. That's why America's founders went to so much trouble to divide the powers. And their idea was to put most of the power in the hands of the group closest to the people, which was the legislature, and in particular the House of Representatives, who have to face the voters every 2 years. Increasingly, in recent years, presidents have tried to run around that power in the House and create their own agenda through executive orders, but we've never seen anything like this. Joe Biden has left them all in the dust. And there has to be an effective resistance here, or we're going to end up with a de facto kingship instead of a presidency, something we don't want in America.
It's almost inconceivable in our day, but for most of American history, the driving principle was liberty. The founders recognized that men are sinners and that government is necessary. But they also recognized that governments are made up of sinful people and needed to be strictly limited so as to not become tyrannical. But as increasing numbers turn to the government as provider and parent, our freedom is ebbing away. In this portion of one of his classic messages, Dr. D. James Kennedy calls upon us to stop, beware, and reconsider our dependence on government before it's too late.
Government is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. Now, who was it that uttered such words? Many would probably say those are un-American. Is there anybody that we... I won't call on you, but if you know who said that, raise your hand. Well, that's very interesting. I think I saw one hand go up. Maybe you're not familiar with this fellow. His name was George Washington, the father of our nation, the founder of our country. May I say it again? Government is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. And those words have become true in the minds of many people in the past century. And we, I think, know better than many have before just how true they have been. If you ask somebody today who has been the greatest enemy, the greatest danger to America, I would say that very, very precious few would mention that gentleman. But according to him, the greatest danger that Americans have and do face is the state. That's not American thinking, is it? Well, according to the founder of our country, it is. And the state has been the greatest enemy that we have ever faced. Consider that initially we faced the power of England. Great Britain had the greatest navy, the most powerful army in the world at that time. We faced them. They were indeed a dangerous enemy that we faced. There have been many others down through the years. For example, there has been Egypt, as we look in the Bible, who kept the people of God in bondage for centuries, and it was only that God finally delivered them. Assyria was one of the great enemies of the people of God, and they were tough. I mean, they would, if they caught you, they would stake you out to the ground and then flay you alive. Not exactly the kind of people you would like to get on the wrong side of. The state of Assyria, Babylonia, also was a great terror and a problem for our country. They took the southern kingdom, led them away for hundreds of years into captivity. And then, of course, there was Rome, who crucified our Savior, decimated the early Christian church, drenched the earth in their blood. And now, of course, more recently, we have had countries like China and the Soviet Union, Mao Zedong. Together, they killed about 135 million people. It has been the state that has most repressed the freedoms that the people of God who founded this country gave to us. Whether we think of those ancient ones or more familiar and current ones, such as Nazi Germany, the Soviet Union, and China, North Korea. And all of those have been enemies of God, and they have demonstrated that. George Washington knew far more than we would understand when he said, "Government is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." That's something I think we cannot afford to forget. Now, the founders of this country did not make many of the mistakes that others have made in past years because of their belief and knowledge of the Scriptures. They knew what the Word of God said. They knew about the fall of man. They knew about his sinful propensities. They knew about the fact that evil produces more evil. Government was created by God to restrain the sinful nature of man. And this is what we have struggled with all along, and we still struggle today. The founders of this country knew exactly what they were doing, and we have done the best we could to ignore it for the past century at least. Some things that I think are particularly important to remember is that government is under God and separate from the church. The founders of this country knew that, and they knew that there was a sovereign ruler over government. Today, we hear much about sovereign states, sovereign nations, sovereign governments, but interestingly, you can read the Constitution of the United States and you will never, never find the word sovereign. The founders of this country knew that there was one sovereign, and he was God. And our rights are given by him, and they're taken away by the state, who gives or takes as they see fit. We were given a country that provided chaplains for the Senate, for the House, for the military. They knew that government was controlled by God. A secular state was the farthest thing from their minds. Yet today, we are being constantly fed the big lie that government must be secular, and we can't have this religious thing getting involved. Woodrow Wilson, the President of the United States, made this interesting statement. He said that the preservation of freedom is a matter of the restriction of government, not the extension of it. Since I would venture to say that 99% of Americans don't know that, I will say it again. You will not be in that 99%. Woodrow Wilson, President of the United States, said that the preservation of freedom is a matter of the restriction of government, not the extension of it. And we have been engaged for some time now in trying to extend the power of government and restrict the freedom of everything else. And this does not augur well for the future. The Bible teaches that government is a terror to evil works and not to good, that the purpose of government is to restrain evil. The purpose of government is to maintain justice and to restrain evildoers in order that citizens may be free to live their lives in freedom, peace, and safety. Man is basically sinful. And if we're going to enjoy our liberties, we're going to have to pay the price of eternal vigilance, as our founders told us long ago. Yes, government is a fearful master, and we need to keep that in mind. I would ask you, who is the master of your life? Have you endeavored to so live as to follow his commands, to live by his directions, and to seek to glorify him? Or are you really seeking simply to glorify and to enrich yourself? We need to make a stand, the same kind of a stand that the founders of this country made over several hundred years ago. What is it that you are living for in this materialistic age in which we find ourselves. Most people are living for hedonistic pleasures. But we should be living for the glory of Jesus Christ and the advancement of His kingdom. He will then be the master of our life, and He is a faithful master, and He will lead and guide and bless our lives and not lead us into destruction. May that so be for each one of us here.
As you've just heard from Dr. Kennedy, the founders gave us limited government designed to protect us from tyranny and ensure liberty. And it was all premised on a Christian worldview. Perhaps it's no surprise, then, that as Christianity has been driven out of the public square and forcibly removed from our governance, a rapidly expanding state is swallowing our freedoms piece by piece. Like Dr. Kennedy, I am passionate about this issue, and I am convinced that it is our duty under God, as Christians, to oppose the encroachment of government and the removal of our liberties. That's why I wrote the booklet, Executive Overreach, The Tyranny of Concentrated Power. And I want to send you a copy as my thanks for your generous and much-needed gift to help us bring you and others this crucial ministry outreach. Simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 1154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33339, or call toll-free 877-962-7677, or go online to djkm.org. In the first months of his presidency, Joe Biden launched a breathtaking assault on freedom through countless executive orders. Like his ideological predecessor, Barack Obama, President Biden has evidently decided that ruling by fiat, using his pen and his phone, is preferable to our constitutional way of lawmaking. Even the New York Times has said of Biden's executive orders, this is no way to make law. In this booklet, I explain why this is so dangerous for our nation and how it has left our Constitution in tatters. And if you're able to give a gift of $50 or more, we will send you my booklet plus the 7-DVD set, America at the Tipping Point, featuring Dr. Kennedy's most influential messages on America's Christian foundations. Dr. Kennedy helped lead a revolution in understanding about our nation's founders and how integral Christianity was to their experiment in freedom. These full-length messages bring Dr. Kennedy's eloquence, insight, and passion into your home. And this set includes his key sermons like America, a Christian Nation, The Spirit of Liberty. We will send you my booklet, Executive Overreach, The Tyranny of Concentrated Power, as thanks for your generous donation, and the booklet plus the 7-DVD set from Dr. Kennedy, America at the Tipping Point, as thanks for your generous donation of $50 or more. And as you give, you will be helping us to produce and broadcast critical, biblically rooted programming that addresses all the key cultural, moral, and spiritual issues of our day. Simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 1154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33339, or call toll-free 877-962-7677, or go online to djkm.org. President Joe Biden recently announced a commission to look into the possibility of expanding the Supreme Court in order to reclaim a leftist majority. At the same time, his supporters are working to remove the filibuster in the U.S. Senate, which is a procedural rule designed to prevent the Senate from passing bills in which a bare majority railroads a significant minority. And on top of all that, President Biden has issued a virtually unprecedented number of executive decrees in his first months of office. What do all of these things have in common? Well, they are all examples of government overreach. In our poisoned politics today, there is no longer any attempt to find common ground or to build a consensus. Instead, elections have become winner-take-all, bare-knuckle affairs in which those garnering the barest majority will dictate to the other half by fiat. In one sense, that's pure democracy. The majority rules. And what could be wrong with that? Well, a great deal, as it turns out. Because we are a civics-deprived populace with little historical knowledge, we have no understanding of the actual system our founders gave us to protect our liberty. In fact, here's something you may not know, something that may even shock you. The framers of America's Constitution believed that democracy was a form of tyranny, and they wanted nothing to do with it. Pure democracy is nothing more than mob rule. Our founders were not concerned about making sure that a bare majority mob got its whims. They were concerned that the minority be protected from the mob. Thus, we have a First Amendment protecting unpopular speech. And we have a system of government in which widespread radical change cannot be accomplished by one person or even by one party. For changes to be made under our system, widespread bipartisan agreement is necessary. Such change must clear three different branches of government. And to alter the constitutional framework itself, we even need 3/4 of the individual states to agree. And this system has protected personal liberty better than any in world history. Make no mistake. Those who wish to rule by executive order, impose ideology through Supreme Court fiats, or remove safeguards so that the barest majority can dictate to everyone else are fundamentally undermining the American spirit and concept of liberty. They are far-left revolutionaries who are attacking liberty and aim to destroy the foundations of our freedoms. D. James Kennedy Ministries is standing for truth and defending your freedom. I'm Frank Wright. Thanks for being with us. And here's a look at the next truths that transform.
We thought we had a democratic republic with self-government, and now we're being ruled by a king who uses his pen to issue edicts right and left.
That's next week. This has been a production of D. James Kennedy Ministries.